This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, the latest on the arrest of Harvard University professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. We hear from a man who is both black and blue, former police major Aaron Campbell. He's been on both sides of the profiling debate, and that's next. But before we talk about that, we remember that 2009 continues to be a year of political breakthroughs. The inauguration of the first African-American president, the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to become the first Latina on the U.S. Supreme Court, as we just discussed. And just last week, the election of Judy Chu to Congress marked another first. Here's Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We feel very privileged to be part of the history that she is making as the first woman Chinese American to be sworn in as a member of Congress.
Chu comes to the House of Representatives after winning a special election to fill the former seat of Labor Secretary Hilda Solis. As we previously discussed on the program, she defeated Republican Betty Chu, her relative by marriage, in that race. And Representative Chu joins us now from Capitol Hill. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So what does it mean to you? This is, of course, being mentioned, of course, in your first couple of days in office as this milestone. What does it mean to you?
I'm overwhelmingly honored and humbled to be in this position. I never dreamed that I would be in this position, and I am primarily honored to just be representing the people of the 32nd Congressional District.
I understand that you spoke to President Obama after your victory. What did he say?
He congratulated me, and he said that I proved the pundits wrong and was able to pull together a coalition. And then he said, we're counting on you for health care reform.
Nothing big. Nothing big there.
I have to say, though, that just having the phone call was surreal. I couldn't believe that I was actually talking to the president.
And just one more word about the special election. There was something extra special about it. Your Republican competitor, as I understand it, was your cousin by marriage, Betty Chu. Do I have that the relationship right?
Well, she is the wife of a cousin that I never saw while growing up. So there was a relationship of sorts. But actually, the reason that she was in the race was because of my opponent in the primary. My main opponent in the primary recruited her to run. Her name is actually Betty Tom Chu, and he persuaded her to drop her middle name so it would be closer to my name as Betty Chu, so that she could drain off votes and therefore take away from me so that he could win.
Oh, well.
She did take the votes away enough to become the Republican nominee, so it did end up being a Judy Chu versus Betty Chu race. But thank goodness I did defeat her 60% to 30%.
Let's talk a little bit more about you, if we can. I understand that one special credential you bring to this job is a degree in psychology. Do you think that'll help
Yes.
you here?
Oh, I think it'll be absolutely helpful. I really believe that the success of people in politics has to do not only with their high IQ, the intelligence quotient, but their high EQ, their emotional quotient. I think that much of the success of a legislator has to do with how much they can feel for what another person really wants and desires.
Speaking of EQ, you're representing a district that is predominantly Latino. Do you think you had to make an extra effort to persuade these voters that you are the right candidate to represent them?
Well, there was something that people did not take into consideration when some of these pundits were trying to predict the outcome of this race. My opponent was indeed Latino, but he never lived in the district, nor did he represent any part of this district. So he was, for all intents and purposes, a stranger to them. I, on the other hand, had been elected by the people of this district 9 times over 23 years, from school board to city council to the state assembly and then to the Board of Equalization, which is California's elected tax board. So I actually had much greater familiarity with the people on a one-to-one basis, far greater than my opponent.
And now, as President Obama reminded you, there are a number of significant challenges on your plate, that of the other members of Congress, health care being one of them. The chatter in Washington now is whether or not there is sufficient momentum around health care reform and whether the president is pushing aggressively hard enough for health care reform. What is your take on that, just in the time that you've been here?
Well, on day 2 of being a Congress member, I was invited to go to the White House with the other freshman members to meet with Rahm Emanuel. And so we were all in a room. There were about 30 of us. And out comes President Obama. I was stunned. And he pushed health care reform. I would say that's a sign that he is working very hard on this issue. He wanted to have a dialogue with these freshman Democrats. And I think he's doing everything possible to work out the issues of their concern. He's having a great deal of dialogue with all parties.
One of the other issues, of course, for some is the concern that the president isn't considering the full range of options, particularly the progressives feel that a single-payer system ought to be on the table. It isn't. And they also believe that at least some form of public option, a public insurance option, ought to be aggressively advocated for by the president. What are your priorities in this?
I was a proponent of single-payer in California. I do believe that there is greater efficiency in our healthcare system with a single-payer system. Nonetheless, I do see that there would be significant obstacles to getting such a system approved in the federal level. So I do think that this system, this universal healthcare system being proposed, is much more viable. My greatest priority would be on having a universal healthcare system, on making sure that healthcare is available to all and that nobody is denied because of a pre-existing health condition. And I also believe that there must be a public insurance option so that everybody has accessibility.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with newly elected Congresswoman Judy Chu. She's a California Democrat. She was elected to fill the term of Labor Secretary Hilda Solis, and she's the first Chinese-American woman to win a seat in the House. Do you think that there will be a bill in time for you to, for example, you've got to turn around and stand for election again just next year. Do you think that there will be a bill that you can support by next year?
I have seen an enormous effort here on getting this bill passed by October. In fact, right after I got sworn in, I had a dinner with my out-of-town guests, and then I was asked to go to my first committee meeting, which was the Education and Labor Committee meeting where the health care bill was being heard. And I thought they were kidding me when they said that it was going to go to 3 a.m. They were not, and in fact, it actually went to 6 a.m.
Welcome to Washington. Hello.
Yes.
Glad
but
to
the
see
reason
you.
The reason they went to this seemingly absurd lengths was to get the bill through that committee so it could then go through the rest of the committees in time for a final passage in October. So that indicated to me the seriousness with which they are taking their task.
And a sleeper issue, if you don't mind. Immigration reform. It was such a significant issue, so much discussed last year during the campaign. There are those who say the president can't do everything, that he has to order priorities. There are others who say this is such a significant issue for the economy, for people's lives, that it really deserves more attention than it's getting. What is your take on this issue?
I think this issue is extremely important. Our immigration system is broken. There is so much hysteria around the issue that there's not a thoughtful approach that has been put forth yet. So we have to get down to business and get this thing done. On the other hand, I understand if it might take more than a year to get this done, but I do think we must get it done.
And finally, you've been very open about saying that you plan to fly home every weekend. You sure about
yes.
that?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Oh, no. I do plan to do that. Well, I did get used to flying back home when I was in Sacramento in the California State Legislature. I know there's a big difference between a one-hour flight versus a five-hour flight. But I do think it's really important to keep in contact with the people of this district, and especially with me being a new member. I am very eager to do that. I'm very eager to hear what the people have to say and to make sure that they know that I'm listening to them and that I'm keeping them abreast of what's going on in Washington, D.C.
So if we should happen to see you one day with one black shoe and one brown shoe, we'll give you a pass, huh? Don't be too mean about it.
Absolutely. please forgive me if I have a little sleepy look on my face.
Okay. Congresswoman Judy Chu is a Democrat. She was just elected last week to represent California's 32nd congressional district. She's filling the term of Hilda Solis, who has joined the Obama administration as Labor Secretary. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you.